Dear Lord, I come before thee as an empty vessel. Open my ears that I might hear. Open my eyes that I might see. Open my mind that I might understand. Open my heart that I may receive your word. There's a point in life where you have to actually say to the Lord, I need you right away. It just comes to that point. I need you right now. I can't make another move. I'm standing still. I need you right now. Yes, sir, my sweet Savior. I come to thee. Woo! I need, oh Lord, I need. Every hour, Lord, I need thee. I need you to bless me right now. My sea swavier, do it right now. I come just as I am, broken and messed up, to
I need thee. Oh, come on, everybody, let's lift it up. I need thee. Bless me now. I need thee. Oh, oh, bless me now. My Savior, I come. thee. Can we lift our hands and let the church say yes? Come on, lift your hands and say, oh God, yes. Come on, lift your hands and surrender. Tell him yes. Oh, yes. Tell him yes. Yes. He's been so good. Has he been good to anybody? He's been so good. He's been so good, yeah. God's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. He made a way. He made a way. He made a way. My God made a way. He made a way. He made a way. He's been my friend. He's been my friend. He's been my friend. Yeah. He's been my friend. He's been my friend. He's been my friend. Thank you, Lord. Can we just lift our hands and surrender to him before Pastor comes with the word? Come on, lift your hands. Say thank.
Thank
you.
Thank
Lord.
Lord.
Come on. Let me hear you say thank. Thank,
thank
you,
thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, I just want to thank.
I just want to say thank
you, you, Lord. Come on, one last time. Lift your voice, everybody. Come on, say thank you.
Thank
Come on, let's give him the fruit of your lips.
You, Lord.
Some of you ain't told God thank you all week long. Lift your voice right now. Tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, lift your voice and tell him thank you.
Thank
yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you.
Just wanna say thank you, Lord. You've been so
good,
so very good.
You've been
mighty, mighty, mighty good. Just wanna say thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You made,
yeah.
Lord, you made so many ways.
Yes, you made.
You made.
I just want to say thank you. Woo! that right there where you are. Give God the biggest worship and praise you can give him. Come on, open up the fruit of your mouth. Give him the fruit of your lips. He's deserving of our praise. He's deserving of our worship. Come on, we adore you, Jesus. We magnify your name. We glorify you. We lift you up. There's none like you.
Let church say amen. You may have your seats if you got your Bibles. I want to once again return to our text, one verse, James chapter 1, verse 12. James chapter 1, verse 12. Reading from the New King James Version of the Bible, that one verse simply reads, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he is approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." Based on that passage of scripture, we have been teaching on stand your ground. Stand your ground. I want to quickly lay out the groundwork for what we have already discussed, but I must do it in a bullet form, a nutshell, so that we can move forward with what God has in store for us today. We laid down the fact that James here shares with us the importance of possessing a particular kind of mark. And I shared with you that there were a number of things that we are expected to exemplify. But according to James, the major of all of those marks is that every child of God must maintain a spirit of endurance, a sense of perseverance. And the reason why James says such a thing is because he teaches us that many times when we are faced with trials and situations and problems and whatever comes our way, that we have a tendency to talk and then later give up. And James says, in essence, that it is dangerous for a child of God to throw in the towel, to surrender, to give up. We left there and I shared with you that the subject matter did not just pick up at our text, that I backed up and shared with you that James, from the very onset of his book, started out making sure we understood the importance of this issue called temptation or trials. And I took you all the way back to verse 2, where James simply says to us that it is our obligation to count it all joy when we fall into various trials. And I did that so that you might understand that the terminology that James used, which was trials in verse 2, had a strong connection with the term he used in verse 12, which is that of temptation. And I talked with you about the fact that the two are cousins. They run neck to neck. They hang tight. So we wanted to make sure that we had a full understanding that when we arrived at verse 12, we understood what James was talking about. I also told you that in verse 12, James lays out three important points that is to help us stand our ground. And you should have in your notes only one, because I did not give you all three. I chose to do one at a time. So what you should have in your notes is that James blessed us by saying that the person who endures is blessed. That's point number one. And I want you to understand that that came from James' terminology in the verse. And that was, we took a look at just the word blessed on last Sunday. And James says, if you endure, if you hang in there, if you stand your ground, you will be blessed. Now we want to continue in the phrase, because you got to know why James says such a thing about being blessed. So I need you to take a look now back at verse 12 as we move forward in the phrase that James states. James does not just say, blessed is the man who endures. He goes a little bit further. He says now, blessed is the man who endures temptation. And that is where we are to start on today. Just looking at what it is that we must deal with in order to be blessed. James says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. James teaches us here in this one phrase how a person is going to be blessed. In other words, James says that blessings are found when a person endures temptation. Please understand what I'm saying. I didn't say you are blessed when you are faced with temptation. I said that James says we are blessed when we endure temptation. Well, James wants us to better understand the term endure. So I need you to write the word endure in your notes, because the word endure comes from a Greek word which has a number of meanings. And I want to share those meanings with you so that you can grasp what it takes to get your blessing. The word that James says when he says endure, first of all, it means to remain under. So keep the concept in your mind. To remain under means that when trials and temptation and problems come your way, you are obligated to remain under. Secondly, it could mean to persevere, to just simply learn how to shut your mouth and hang on in there. It could also mean to hold up under pressure. I don't know whether you have ever experienced life to the point that as soon as you pray about one thing and that thing starts straightening up, something else breaks loose. Or it could also mean to be steadfast, to be steadfast, or to just simply stand firm, stand firm. And then finally, James could mean that he's simply saying to us, it means to patiently be courageous and endure it. All right. And the reason why all of these definitions, all of these phrases can be used under the word, is simply because James wants us to understand how easy it is to become discouraged or even depressed. And please let me explain what I'm saying, because that will help you know that you've been there before. We used to deal with the idea of being discouraged and being depressed based on how a person would present themselves. There are some people who wear their spirit of depression or their spirit of discouragement on them, which doesn't mean it's not hard to find something just isn't right. You don't look like you normally look because you are wearing the spirit of depression. But let me help you out. We have grown through the years now, and we got sense to not wear it, but keep it hidden on the inside. And what we do that for is because some of us just don't want nobody to know that I'm depressed. And it's a funny thing in my teaching this is because us as a race of people don't even like to talk about the illnesses of the mind. We hide that. Well, you know, let me really help us. We used to hide the issue of cancer. You know, when somebody said they got cancer, we didn't talk about it. You know, that stayed hidden. But now you see it on TV. You got commercials, and it helps us to kind of be a little bit open. But when it comes to the mind, black folk don't talk about it. We just, you know, they just going through. Some situations are getting the best of the person. But in reality, what you're really telling me is that John Doe is flat out depressed. So James here in the text wants us to understand that when he says, blessed is the man who endures temptation, he is saying to us in essence that we must come to a point in our lives that we learn how to trust God. And when I say trust him, I am talking about trust him to the point that you can shut your big grumbling mouth and ride a situation out until God steps in and provide a way of escape. We must not, as Christians, find ourselves doing some foolish things. In other words, a good example scripturally of this subject called endurance is actually found in the Old Testament, dealing with the character called Job. In fact, in Job chapter 1, verse 22, it says this about Job. It says, in all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. In other words, in the hour of trial, in the hour of temptation, many of us fret and complain and blame God. You've been around folks say things like, I've been to church every Sunday this month. Shouldn't God be pleased that I've been here? Why did this thing happen to me? I've been tithing for years, and Sally over there don't do nothing but give scrap to God, and I'm the one catching hell. Be careful. Saints, when you blame God, that verse teaches us that when you actually study the book of Job, Job himself provides us with a threefold secret of what it takes to remain under pressure till God lets you out. Well, let me lay out three important things about the life of Job and what he did, starting at chapter 1 to the last chapter of the book of Job. All three are sandwiched in his life. Well, the first thing that Job did was that he refused to listen to the ungodly counsel of others. Can I tell you why some of us fall out? Why some of us withdraw and complain? You listening to the wrong folk. Why would you sit there and be that crazy to listen to somebody who has no idea to what you're dealing with? But you got folk. You got folk that are married, that'll take advice from an unmarried person. And they're quicker to tell, girl, I just had let mine go. Do you not know that kind of advice is not for everybody? Can I tell you why? It's funny, she didn't tell you what she did in the relationship. Boy, y'all get quiet on somebody. You gotta stop listening to ungodly advice. They ain't got nobody. And every time you see them, they with somebody different. That ought to tell you something. Secondly, Job tells us that he was obedient to God in spite of the circumstances. In other words, nobody knows what God is doing in your life but God. He's working on you. So you have to be obedient to God's advice. There are times God will send you through pure hell, but he's working on growing you. He's working on developing you to become a better person than you are. So you got to be obedient despite the circumstance. I just don't know. I've been doing everything right, and I can't figure out why this is happening to me. Look at what Job is teaching us. You got to be obedient to God in spite of the hell you catching. That's the only way God can teach us, because we don't be still until hell breaks loose. In fact, trouble is the only thing that'll slow some of us. Then there's a third one. There's a third one. The third one is that he trusted in God's sovereignty and goodness. In other words, the word of God tells us in Job chapter 42, verses 2 and 3. Listen what he says. He says, I know that you can do everything. See, you got to be so careful when you're going through something, because you start thinking God can't fix this thing. But listen to Job. I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can wither what? Be withheld from you. Then he says, you ask, watch this. Who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand. You got to get to a point when you catch in hell, be real with God. Stop putting on your phony, fake, Holy Ghost religious attitude. Be honest with God. Say, God, I'm going to ride this thing out, but I don't understand what you're doing. You got to get real with him. Get down to the level where God hears you from your heart. Then he says, what I did not understand, things too. In other words, wonderful for me, which I did not know. It comes to a point, you don't know everything. You don't know everything. Stop trying. This is what he did to Sally. Sally ain't you. This is personal. This has nothing to do with the hell Mary Jane catching. This is the hell you catching. Because what God will pull out for Mary Jane, he may not pull out for you. So Job teaches us the importance of trusting God. In fact, I want to, before I leave Job, share something with you. In Job 13:15, note what he says. Job says, though he slay me, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will what? Defend my own ways before him. There comes a point that you got to stand there and I say, I know I'm not going through this because I done something wrong. I'm going through it because God trying to make me better. God is working on the weaknesses in my life to build me to another level. There was a famous individual by the name of Paul Harvey. Y'all know him. He was a noted commentator. I want you to listen to what he said. He says, if I have accomplished anything in life, it is because when I fall down, I get back up. I want to stay there for a minute because I think one of the problems that Christians face, we don't want to fall down. But you got to understand, falling down does not mean you are messed up. Sometimes you got to realize I fail. Now I know next time not to stumble over that rock that's in that pathway. Boy, y'all. See, it makes sense. The spirit of falling down should develop the attitude of getting up. Ever been around your friends and they smile and then turn around and as soon as you walk away, they say, she ain't gonna make it. She ain't gonna make it because let me tell you, girl, that man been good to her. She ain't gonna never find nobody like that no more. And see, what they doing is looking on the outside. They don't know nothing about the details of the relationship on the inside. He could be one of them that like to impress folk. But deep down within, when the door closed, and then later down the road, just sometimes a year later, you pop up with a new John Doe. And them rascals got to eat. Can I tell you why you got a John Doe? Because you got back up. See, you got to learn, don't let what happened keep you down. Rise up in the power of the Holy Spirit and say, now, God, I got knocked down. I want to be wiser the next time. Show me where I messed up. Well, there's another writer by the name of Jay Andrews. And Jay Andrews said something else that was powerful. He said this, perseverance is falling 19 times and succeeding the 20th. Boy, y'all got to get this. See, what I'm trying to tell you, this is where many of us would give up. First of all, we ain't going to be down 19 times. I can tell you that right now. I can hear, no, no. 5 times, I might do it. And 19, no, no. Here's what you got to keep trying. If God sends you to a door and you keep falling, that doesn't mean that God is not going to open the door. Sometimes he wants to see how determined you are to get on the inside. Boy, y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. So James in the text simply says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. Well, I need you to understand, when you study the writings of James, you're going to recognize that the word temptation is the same word found in verse 2 that we introduced the series with. So in some Bibles, it may read trials, it might read temptation, or it might read testing. I need you to understand that they are all connected. But before I really let you go, let me explain the connection. You see, I believe that testing is the meaning here in the verse we are dealing with. In other words, I want you to grasp the fact that since we are focusing on the inner enticement, the inner, not outward enticement, but an inner enticement to evil will call us to realize the difference between resistance and endurance. Am I making sense? See, to be able to resist has to focus on that which is inward to give birth to endurance. I hope y'all getting it. So the word temptation implies to stand your ground. It means that when the pressure comes, stand. It means, in essence, to put one to a test. It is the same situation in the Old Testament that you will find recorded in Genesis chapter 22 and verse 1, where God, in essence, did not tempt Abraham, but tested Abraham, sent him through a trial in yielding up his son. Am I making sense? And we got to go that route because Bible teaches us that God does not, under any circumstance, tempt anybody. Boy, I sure hope y'all get this. So we as Christians must remember that Satan's mission is to destroy us. He's out to get you. He doesn't want you to stand. He wants you to fall. He wants you to crumble under pressure. So you got to develop your attitude and you got to learn talk out. Some of y'all too cute. You're too dignified. You got to get ugly. You cannot fight and be pretty. Am I making sense to you? You got to stand your ground. In other words, you got to get to a point in your life that you look that sucker in the eye and say, do what you will or may, I am not going to crumble. I might cry under pressure. I might get a little weak. I might get weary, but I'm going to hang in there. And that's the attitude you have to develop if you're going to be blessed in this life. Too many of y'all throw, I seen people quit good jobs. Not under God saying leave. You left because you wanted to leave. I ain't going to work nowhere. And they talking about me like that. I drop by to tell you, you better grow up because some of y'all leave things God didn't tell you to do. Oh, y'all, let me really make you mad with me before you leave. Some folk do that with the church. Get mad under pressure and don't come back. What's the whole purpose of that? How you gonna learn to love the hell out of somebody if you didn't have nobody in front of you full of hell? You walk around, I'm gonna leave this job. You better keep your butt there. Them folk paying you more than you ever had. And it ain't always about the money. But sometimes you got to learn, no, baby. God opened this door. And I'm going to reap what God got in store. And if anybody going to leave, they going to leave. And I'm here to tell you, if you pray right and do right, God will send folk on a run. I've seen it done. You sitting there, nah, they ain't gonna never let her go. Watch me. God will orchestrate a plan. And who you thought they'll never let go walks out the door. And there you are. So I drop by to tell you, James says, blessed is the man who endures. I got to ask you before I tell you it's time to go. How many of y'all have learned how to endure? You cannot endure when you're constantly grumbling and complaining. You have to endure even when it hurts. I'm going to take you somewhere before I let y'all go. They don't have women with the kind of love my mama in that era had. No, 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 no. This young generation, they let a sucker go in a hurry. Oh, yeah, y'all might well say amen. Y'all know y'all don't do that. He ain't got, but sometimes y'all give us three times to do wrong, and we're gone. And if you keep us, we catch hell while we're there. Boy, y'all. But I used to wonder, mama, this man is acting a fool, calling you out your name, mistreating you, jumping on you. It's time to go. And there were moments that my mama packed up and we left. But we came right back. Over and over again. And I'm not here to tell you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. He died. At 60 something. And she lived to be 80 something. Don't tell me what God won't do for you when you're, and I ain't saying stay under pressure. You hear the voice of God. If God tell you to leave, get up. But he ain't tell everybody to leave. Sometimes you got to learn how to hang in there. I'm finished. We just ended one bullet. Let me help you out. So Paul, I'm going to go ahead and give everybody bullet number two. The person who endures will be approved. That's what we're going to talk about next Sunday. Do you have God's approval? Are you approved by him? Because sometimes I'd rather stand and look beat up. Because I know where my help comes from. But I also want you to know I don't always feel like I look. Just put a pin there. Just put a pin there. 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 So Paul, we'll start it. Our second major bullet for next Sunday. The person who endures, and that means you ought to have two in your notes, is not only blessed, but now approved. And don't get them messed up. Don't rearrange nothing. I'm blessed, and the reason I'm blessed, I'm approved. You got to learn how to hang on the pressure till you get God's approval. Ain't no sense in catching hell and can't come out with some joy. I mean, if you gonna dog me, let me get blessed. Don't sit up there and lie on me and mistreat me and then turn around and think I'm supposed to come out crying. No. I'm gonna come out better than I was when I went in. Boy, some of y'all ever been broke and acted like you had $1 million? I'm talking about broke. Y'all ain't never been there where you went somewhere and your attitude was, I'm going to put on the best outfit I got in the closet. Best outfit. Whew. Why I do that kind of stuff? I do that because I don't want to look like how I feel sometimes. Oh, y'all. Doors of church open. Y'all still.